Researchers estimate that 825,000 immigrants in Florida today live here illegally. And regardless of any government policy or ongoing political debate, sometimes they get sick. Charity healthcare agencies are among those who try to help out this mostly poor population, and federal law requires hospitals to see anyone who comes through their doors, whether they're American citizens or not. Mary Shedden of Health News Florida takes a look at some of those who treat sick, undocumented aliens in Florida and how some hospitals are asking the state to help with bills totaling more than $932 million the past 5 years.
The dirt road and lush tree canopy leading to the Catholic Charities Medical Clinic is in stark contrast to the bright lights surrounding the nearest hospital. Here, sirens would be drowned out by choruses of crickets and katydids. But this refurbished double-wide trailer off a country highway in Dover is a medical refuge for some agricultural workers and their families. Dozens show up at the medical clinic every Monday night, knowing Sister Sarah Proctor and her team of volunteers won't ask them for what they don't have. Money or documentation.
Around 80 to 90% would be my guesstimate of those who cannot, let me say, have questionable documentation. Okay? So that's my population.
Proctor, a nun and licensed physician's assistant, doesn't want a reporter hanging out on clinic night, which is usually bustling with families and people afraid of the media. She wants to protect clients that numbered nearly 2,000 last year, and she's focused on providing them with basic primary care.
The bulk of what we see is what I frame as itzel-ditzel. You know, it's the rash, it's a sore throat, it's a stomach ache, it's a headache, it's the cough, it's the whatever, whatever.
Her aim is to keep as many people as possible out of the hospital. But when someone pulls up with a buddy in the back seat with a broken leg or a woman needing to deliver a baby, she has no choice.
It's not that we just send them willy-nilly go find a hospital. We are very directive in where we send them.
Many end up at facilities owned by BayCare Health, an 11-hospital system across the Tampa Bay area. Chief Financial Officer John Gantner says a nonprofit faith-based chain doesn't question providing medical care to undocumented aliens.
Well, first of all, it's our mission to treat them. And frankly, we're happy we're able to treat them, and we're proud of what we do. We really, really are. And it's also law that we treat them.
Gantner's talking about the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, or EMTALA. The federal law was created in 1986, guaranteeing access to emergency medical treatment regardless of a person's ability to pay. It covers citizens and non-citizens alike. Undocumented patients cost BayCare hospitals between $1 and $3 million a year. That's a small portion of the chain's roughly $250 million it budgets every year for charity care.
Well, it sounds like small potatoes, and I guess if you just look at the $1 million in isolation, it could sound like small potatoes. The fact of the matter is about 45% of BayCare's revenues come from some form of governmental payer. The majority is Medicare and Medicaid, but there are other smaller sources like the one we're talking about here today.
Gantner says the state of Florida drastically reduced how much it helps compensate hospitals for care they must provide. That's why BayCare and other hospital groups sued the state over how it compensates for the emergency room care of roughly 30,000 undocumented immigrants each year.
That makes our revenue base susceptible to municipal budgets, state budgets, federal budget changes. So we have to be very cautious. Understandably, we have to be concerned any time that there's a reduction in these programs.
The Agency for Healthcare Administration declined to comment on this three-year-old dispute. Sister Sarah Proctor isn't involved in this lawsuit, but she says hospitals need financial support for treating patients who come through the emergency room doors.
It's all of our responsibilities. It's all of, should be all of our concerns. First and foremost, and second of all, it's social justice. It's we are humans. We are all of the same human race.
Proctor says she'll stay focused on doing her small part at the little medical clinic down the dirt road. For Health News Florida, I'm Mary Shedden.
For the latest in state health and health policy news, visit healthnewsflorida.org.